Hi, and welcome to Author Uncut. I'm your host and author, Patrice Williams Marks. Welcome back. What do you think of when you hear the name Stephen King? Do you think of Master of Horror? I know It, too, is out now, and it had a massive opening of $91 million. But when I hear the name Stephen King, however, I think of activism, word mastery, and The Shawshank Redemption. That is one of my all-time favorite short stories. It's actually called Rita Hayworth and The Shawshank Redemption. The movie with Morgan Freeman and Tim Robbins still holds up today. But Stephen King is also known for lessons in screenwriting and writing novels. I like to paraphrase some of his more famous quotes for you. Let's begin with the first one. Writing isn't about making money, getting famous, getting dates, or making friends. In the end, it's about enriching the lives of those who will read your work and enriching your own life as well. It's about getting up, getting well, and getting over. Getting happy. Writing is magic. End quote. Now this is where Write What You Know and Love comes in. In the end, you shouldn't write about vampire love stories because they're untrend, or billionaire romance novels because you think they're easier to sell. Writing should make you happy. It should fulfill you, period. Okay, here's another quote from Stephen. If you've never done it before, you'll find reading your book over after a six-week layoff to be a strange, often exhilarating experience. It's yours. You'll recognize it as yours, even be able to remember what tune was on the stereo when you wrote certain lines. And yet, it will also be like reading the work of someone else, a soul twin, perhaps. This is the way it should be, the reason you waited. End quote. Well, that's why after your first draft, you should set your script or novel aside for a few weeks minimum before picking it up again. You'll see things you missed before and perhaps unintended references, unintended storylines or outcomes, not to mention a bunch of typos. Here's another quote. A radio talk show host asked me how I wrote. My reply, one word at a time, seemingly left him without a reply. I think he was trying to decide whether or not I was joking. I wasn't. In the end, it's always that simple. End quote. I really like this quote because he makes writing accessible to everyone. It just takes setting your mind to it and writing on a regular and consistent basis. When I'm in the middle of a novel, I work according to word count and write for as long as it takes me to reach that daily word count. Sometimes it may take me 2 hours that day, other times it may take me 5 hours. That system really works for me and allows me to complete my novels in like 30 to 45 days. But mind you, I've done research for several months before sitting down and finally writing. Here's another quote. The first draft of a book, even a long one, should take no more than 3 months, the length of a season. End quote. I agree. Some writers brag about taking a year or two to complete a novel. That's just procrastination or being undisciplined, in my humble opinion. There's a website called screencraft.org who commented on this as well, and this is what they said. With most assignment contracts, the writer is given 10 weeks to finish the first draft of a script and then 2 weeks for each additional draft. That's it. End quote. Okay, let's go back to another Stephen King comment. I'm convinced that fear is at the root of most bad writing. Dumbo got airborne with the help of a magic feather. You may feel the urge to grasp a passive verb or one of those nasty adverbs for the same reason. Just remember before you do that Dumble didn't need the feather. The magic was in him. End quote. That is an issue I sometimes have with my first drafts, and it happens time and time again. I then have to go back and change past tense to present tense. When I do, my writing becomes so much more engaging. Here's another quote. When during the course of an interview for The New Yorker, I told the interviewer that I believe stories are found things like fossils in the ground, he said that he didn't believe me. I replied that that was fine as long as he believed that I believed it. And I do. Stories aren't souvenir t-shirts or Game Boys. Stories are relics, part of an undiscovered pre-existing world. The writer's job is to use the tools in his or her toolbox to get as much of each one out of the ground intact as possible. Sometimes the fossil you uncover is a small seashell. Sometimes it's enormous, a Tyrannosaurus Rex with all the gigantic ribs and grinning teeth. Either way, short story or 1,000-page whopper of a novel, the techniques of evacuation remain basically the same. End quote. Now, I really agree with this. Most of my historical fiction novels are based on obscure, real events and or people. Now, in a previous podcast episode, I shared with you how I found my stories. They come from tiny little articles in weird magazines, late night TV viewing of an unpopular cable channel, or shared stories by family members and friends. I have an entire folder full of these types of stories. Okay, here's another quote. Talent is cheaper than table salt. What separates the talented individual from a successful one is a lot of hard work. End quote. Writing takes a lot of discipline. It really does. It takes also research and thick skin. Now, the thick skin comes in when you receive your edits back. No, writing isn't passive, something you do from time to time if you want to be successful. It's your first or second full-time job. That's how I approach it. Now, this is a quote I actually have printed and looked at while writing my novels. This is, "Only enemies speak the truth. Friends and lovers lie endlessly, caught in the web of duty." Now, isn't that the truth? That's the end of the quote, by the way. Remembering this one little nugget will take your writing to the next level. Okay, here's a final quote from Stephen King that was in The Shawshank Redemption. "Get busy living or get busy dying." I think that's the most famous quote, don't you? Now, that was fun. So who was one of your literary heroes? Let me know by visiting my anchor.fm page for my podcast and leaving a voicemail. I may just play it in a future episode. You could also email me your thoughts at mailbag@patricewilliamsmarks.com. I reply to everyone. I'd love to have you join me again next week where, in honor of Halloween, I'll share with you the top 10 must-haves in every horror screenplay. I really appreciate you listening and subscribing to this podcast on iTunes, and don't forget to rate me on iTunes as well. To get in touch with me, go to authoruncut.com or sensitivityreviews.com. You can also email me your comments and suggestions for future shows at mailbag@patricewilliamsmarks.com. I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Until then, write on.